listener production.
Hey there, Alastair Kirkby with your Eastern and Wheatbelt local news. Here's what's making news Wednesday, May 31. The president of WA Farmers says Mark McGowan's resignation is good news for regional WA. Roger Cook is expected to take over as the state's premier. John Hassell says Mr. McGowan failed to stand up for the live sheep export industry, forgetting how important agriculture is for the state.
I hope that the replacement actually looks at the whole state rather than just trying to fleece the country areas from anything it earns and building purely in the city, because the whole state needs to go ahead together. Without farming and without mining, you wouldn't have a state.
A man has been fined after being caught naked on the streets of Coolgardie. The 29-year-old pleaded guilty to wandering the streets while drunk with three friends in the afternoon on April 11. Police say it left the public distressed and disgusted. He's copped a $500 fine plus $264 in court costs. More electric vehicles will hit the streets in the Goldfields Esperance region. The city of Kalgoorlie-Boulder will share a Tesla with the shires of Leonora, Dundas and Esperance. The three-week trial will help councils decide if more charging stations are needed across the region. Today is World No Tobacco Day, with Aussies living in the bush at increased risk of smoking-related illness. The rate of smoking in the regions is higher than the metro. This year's theme is We Need Food, Not Tobacco. To sport, top of the table Boulder clash against the Mines this weekend for round 9 of Goldfields footy. The side is coming off the back of a massive defeat to Kalgoorlie last round, 38-96. All the action gets underway on Saturday at Digger Doors Oval, bounce downs at 2:30. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.